USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Demolition crews have brought down the remaining part of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. Officials announced their intentions to bring down the section that remains standing ahead of the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa out of fears that winds from the storm could bring it down. Search and rescue work had been halted to allow demolition crews to prepare the building. They'll resume their search as soon as they're given the all clear. And Tropical Storm Elsa is approaching Cuba, bringing the possibility of major flooding to the island. The storm is expected to cross central Cuba on Monday afternoon, thousands of people already evacuating from the path of the storm. Elsa is expected to weaken as it moves back over water, forecast to move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A new world record set during a 4th of July tradition. Jeremy Scott has more.
For the 14th time, defending champion Joey Jaws Chestnut took home the men's crown in Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
With 76, Nathan's hot dog.
Chestnut downing 76 dogs and buns in 10 minutes, one more than his record-setting feat last year. On the women's side, Michelle Lesko took the women's title, downing nearly 31 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Reigning women's champion and record holder Miki Sudo skipped this year because she's expecting a baby in a few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least 95 people in Oregon died as a result of the heat wave that brought triple-digit temperatures to much of the Pacific Northwest last week. Oregon Governor Kate Brown said the loss of life in her state was unacceptable. She tells CBS's Face the Nation that her Department of Emergency Management worked to get resources to people who were most vulnerable to the heat.
What was unprecedented, of course, was the 3 days of record-breaking heat, and it was horrific to see over 90 Oregonians lose their lives. And we have to continue with our preparedness work. That includes working with our health partners that provide health care to vulnerable Oregonians to make sure that they understand that there are resources available, for example, to buy an air conditioner if they have certain underlying health conditions. We worked really hard with our community partners, our county emergency management departments, to get the message out that the heat was going to be very, very strong over last weekend. They set up cooling centers, provided water to vulnerable Oregonians. Unfortunately, we still lost too many lives.
And the company behind the canceled Keystone XL pipeline is seeking financial compensation from the federal government. TC Energy says it will file a claim under the North American Free Trade Agreement for more than $15 billion worth of damages for the revocation of their permit to build the pipeline. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.